This is Vatican Radio. The final preparations are underway in Krakow for World Youth Day, which begins on the 26th of July. While the city prepares for Pope Francis, the finishing touches are being made to many of the areas the Pope will visit over the course of the celebration. Dorota Abdelmula is the spokesperson for World Youth Day in Krakow and spoke to me, Lydia O'Kane.
Well, so first of all, from the pastoral point of view, Krakow is getting prepared since 2013. As we have all started our preparation at Copacabana Beach, when Pope Francis announced that the next meeting will be held in Poland. That was the moment when 2,000 Polish volunteers and pilgrims that went to Rio de Janeiro for the previous 40 days started their preparations, started testifying, started inviting other Poles, their families, their friends, and so on, just to become the part of this great event, so-called World Youth Day. So to be honest, today we can already observe the fruits of those 3 years of the preparation. In the whole Poland, today starts days in diocese, and we have got representatives of more than 130 countries that are already in Poland. We've got really hundreds of thousands of Polish young people that during the last 3 years were trying to discover their faith, were trying to discover their culture, to share all that since today on with all the youth that is coming to Polish diocese. For us, it was really a great time of the great spiritual renewal, and the purpose was still to share that, to testify together with youth from all over the world. So that is a very exciting moment. That is really a moment we've been waiting for so long. Even on Facebook, chatting with my friends from different dioceses, I've heard and I've read so many comments. Oh, well, finally, the moment we were waiting for so long arrived. Oh, finally, today is the big day. Today is the day. So really, all the Poland is really very, very motivated. And for us in Krakow, that helps a lot because that shows that what we are working on is really what the church in Poland and we hope the universal church is also expecting.
Perhaps you could just talk to us about registration. I mean, obviously, there are many people who have registered, but are you expecting people to be in the city that haven't registered that even want to take part?
Oh, yes. So, well, up to now, we have got more than 560,000 registered pilgrims that declared their presence. Over 360,000 of them have already completed the registration. The others are still proceeding. For the opening mass, we expect about 500,000 pilgrims to be gathered at Błonia Field together with Cardinal Dziwisz, and then the number will increase. We expect about 800,000 for the Way of the Cross on Friday, about 1 million pilgrims for the Vigil with the Holy Father on Saturday at Campus Misericordia, and finally between 1.5 million and 1.8 million pilgrims for the final mass. Obviously, there is a lot of pilgrims that come unregistered, and we are really glad that there are so many people inspired by what they see on TV, inspired so much that they decide to come at the very last moment. So all of them are more than welcome, but just to help the registered pilgrims participate into the whole World Youth Day, we divide both Błonia and Campus Misericordia, so the two venues of the main event, into two parts. So the sectors that will be closer to the altar will be reserved to the registered pilgrims, and for those who are coming just without registration, we have prepared other sectors so that everyone could feel comfortable that he is really participating, that there is a place that is waiting for him in the appropriate sector.
Perhaps you could talk to us about just preparations in general. Obviously, there's going to be major masses going on. How is the construction work going on? How is all that kind of preparation work ahead of the Pope's visit coming along?
Mm-hmm. All over the Krakow, we can already see that World Youth Day is approaching. Both venues, so Błonia and Campus Misericordia, are almost ready. The altar, the podium, the chancel that we prepared, on one hand, are not sophisticated. We're trying to maintain also the spirituality of Pope Francis. So it's pretty simple construction, but I think a beautiful one. We wanted to highlight the theme of mercy. So the theme that inspiring youth during those 3 years of preparation. So all over the Krakow, you can see many flags representing Saint patrons of the World Youth Day, so Saint John Paul II and Saint Sister Faustina. Also, the chancel, the altars for the two main venues will remind pilgrims the theme of the Divine Mercy. Then, for us, like the spiritual heart of the World Jew Day will be the Shrine of the Divine Mercy and the Shrine of John Paul II, both situated in the district called Łagiewniki. Over there will be located one part of so-called Reconciliation Zone. The second one will be in the center of Krakow. Because even more than before, we would like to invite young people to get confessed during World Jew Days. Also in Łagiewniki, in both shrines of St. John Paul II and the Shrine of Divine Mercy, there will be organized the Jubilee Pilgrimage of Mercy, because as Pope Francis invited us to celebrate World Jew Day as also the Jubilee gathering of youth during the Year of Mercy, would like invite every single pilgrim to visit those two places. So we can say that here in Krakow, the life is now concentrated around those two shrines and around those two main venues of the World Jew Day event. But apart of that, in every single parish, there are already the families waiting to receive pilgrims. We've got more than 500 parishes, not only in Krakow but also outside Krakow, that will host pilgrims. So they all do wait. They all do make the last preparation to receive those who already are coming to Poland and those who will come next week.
Perhaps I could talk to you now about security for this. Obviously, we've seen in recent times the terrible events happening in Nice. Security, how tightened is security for this event, and how easy or hard will it be for people to get around with regard to the visit of the Pope?
So the security is our priority from the very beginning. And all our preparation since the very beginning were held together with the government, together with the appropriate services in charge of security, in charge of logistics, in charge of any issues that is beyond the responsibility of the church, let's say. So from the very beginning, we are also preparing all the World Jew Day events as well in the diocese as here in Krakow. The great help of our government, of the local authorities, of all the national and international security services. I can just give a few examples of what we have done up to now. For example, all the volunteers, and we will have more than 20,000 volunteers working here in Krakow, have been checked by all the security services, as well in their countries as in Poland. And then those who will be close to the Pope have got like an extra control. They have been checked also by the governmental security service in Poland. Then, for example, all pilgrims that needed a visa to get to Poland that are from outside the Schengen zone, to apply for a visa, were asked to present also a special document printed from the registration system. And this document had to be signed by the local bishop or someone he nominated to do that. So that proved that even among the pilgrims, nobody is random. That the pilgrims coming from all over the world are really those who were chosen by their bishops, by their local church. These are just three examples of many different activities, many different initiatives taken in terms of security. What we can say is that we did our best to make it safe, and we really invite pilgrims to come and not to decide under emotions, and just to be here with us and to believe in whatever we did and in whatever we are still doing, but first of all to believe in God's providence. And I can say also that even after all those tragic events in Europe, not only the number of pilgrims didn't decrease, but also we have felt even more solidarity among young people. We've received so many warm-hearted declarations from all over the world that young people feel even more invited together to testify their faith, just to strengthen their faith, to be together with those who are suffering. It really shows that World Jew Day is not only kind of church gathering, but it is really a moment, an event that gives an answer to the everyday life of young people, to different challenges, to different difficult situations they are facing in their everyday lives.
Just one final question for you. Many of these pilgrims are also coming as tourists as well. They've never been to Poland or never been to Krakow before. What can they expect when they arrive? Information, help when they arrive?
So first of all, for those who will arrive for days in diocese that are being organized in every single diocese in Poland, they will be able not only to meet, let's say, the local church, but also to visit the whole country. So on one hand, everything that is related to the tourism, that is related to visiting the most important parts of Poland, as well on the historical point of view, as a touristic point of view, everything is prepared and volunteers are eager to help, are eager to give all the logistic and practical information. Almost every single diocese has got not only social media, but also websites, but also local diocesan World Jew Day committee. So in terms of the Asian diocese, I think that all the information is already distributed to pilgrims. Then here in Krakow, apart of course of our website, apart of the app that will be available, that is already available to be downloaded for the smartphones, we will have many information points in which our volunteers will give to pilgrims all the practical information. Then all around the city there are like some special stands giving not only practical information but also some basic information about the important places in Krakow, like churches, like historical places, like places of the main gatherings for the Liturgy Day and so on. And apart of that, I think that the most of young people in Poland, they do speak English. So even if somebody will need any kind of information, it would be enough just to ask anyone on the street and he will get the answer.